out-of-wedlock births among blacks skyrocketed. Economically, as Thomas Sowell has cataloged, the biggest drop in black poverty took place during the two decades before the Great Society. In the 1970s, when the impact of Great Society programs was fully realized, the trend of black economic improvement stopped almost entirely. One could go on like this for pages, but the facts are of secondary importance. Liberals have fallen in love with the idea behind the racial welfare state. They've absorbed the Marxist and fascist conception of the system as racist and corrupt, and therefore in constant need of state intervention. In particular, as Steele notes, they've convinced themselves that support for such programs is proof of their own moral worth. Blacks were grateful to white liberals, therefore white liberals aren't racist. We return once again to the use of politics to demonize those who fall outside the consensus, that is, conservatives, and to anoint those within it. Whites who oppose the racial spoils system are racists. Blacks who oppose it are self-hating race traitors. Usually white liberals will simply opt to support black liberals who make such charges rather than make them themselves, but occasionally they will step up and do so. Maureen Dowd, for example, writes that it is impossible not to be disgusted with blacks such as Clarence Thomas. According to Dowd, the Supreme Court justice hates himself for his own great historic ingratitude to white liberals, or has been driven barking mad by it. Take your pick. Steele summarizes the racism of this sort of thinking. We'll throw you a bone like affirmative action if you'll just let us reduce you to your race so we can take moral authority for helping you. When they called you a nigger back in the days of segregation, at least they didn't ask you to be grateful. Abortion. Margaret Sanger, whose American Birth Control League became Planned Parenthood, was the founding mother of the birth control movement. She is today considered a liberal saint, a founder of modern feminism, and one of the leading lights of the progressive pantheon. Gloria Felt of Planned Parenthood proclaims, "I stand by Margaret Sanger's side, leading the organization that carries on Sanger's legacy." Planned Parenthood's first black president, Faye Waddleton, Ms. Magazine's Woman of the Year in 1989, said that she was proud to be walking in the footsteps of Margaret Sanger. Planned Parenthood gives out annual Maggie Awards to individuals and organizations who advance Sanger's cause. Recipients are a who's who of liberal icons, from the novelist John Irving to the producers of NBC's West Wing. What Sanger's liberal admirers are eager to downplay is that she was a thoroughgoing racist who subscribed completely to the views of E.A. Ross and other raceologists.